Blog Talk Radio.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And praise be to God, it is another Sabbath day. Happy, happy Sabbath day to everyone. And at this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
precious and heavenly Father, give me the wisdom to be a good listener. Help me listen carefully to my family, to my friends, and most importantly, Lord God, to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Lord, my heart and soul and mind, I pray to you. you, Jesus. I live for you. I live for you. I come to worship you. My heart, my soul, I bring to worship
you. Dear Lord, your love is eternal and your laws are everlasting. When I obey your commandments, I am blessed. Today I invite you to reign over every corner of my heart. I will have faith in you. Father, I will sense your presence. I will accept your love. I will trust your mind. And I will praise you for the Savior of my life. In your Son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Did that just play a little for you?
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. Many times when I had nobody to turn to but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him,
call on him,
pleaded with the Lord to heal,
call on him.
Down on my knees I called on him, hey,
call on him.
All of a sudden I heard a voice singing deep down inside.
You might be going through trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing, the God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on him.
You gotta call him. And hear his voice speaking way deep down inside. He's saying,
it will be all right. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, The Spirit Leads. Hallelujah. And the scripture for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 26. Verse 9, and it says, my spirit within me seeks you diligently. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Once you have turned to God and accepted his salvation, he begins to transform you by the power of his Holy Spirit into a new creature, one who bears the nature of Jesus. You have been completely forgiven of all your sins, and you have been changed spiritually from death to life. This allows God's Spirit to indwell, lead, and mature you. Amen. At times, When the Holy Spirit is actively working in you, it may actually feel as if there is something unsettled in your relationship with God. This is the Holy Spirit stretching your faith, helping you transition from an evidence-based relationship with the Father to genuine, spiritually grounded trust in the steadfastness, trustworthiness, and faithfulness of God Himself. Amen. Likewise, the Holy Spirit will convict you of sin in an ongoing way as a means of leading you to freedom and transforming you into the likeness of Jesus. Therefore, don't be discouraged if you feel God's promptings or restlessness in your spirit. He will never leave you or lead you astray. Rather, He is calling you deeper into relationship with Him and to the abundant life. Amen. Praise be to God. So therefore, obey the Holy Spirit. He will help you receive and take hold of the Lord's wonderful will for your life. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, transform me. Increase my faith and love for you. And lead me in your will, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Lord, make me a woman of wisdom and discernment. I seek wisdom, Lord, not as the world gives, but as you give. Lead me in your ways and teach me from your word so that in time my wisdom might glorify your kingdom and your son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection, and I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Amen. Praise God.
Can't complain, no, Presence of his grace. in the presence of his grace.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Dear God, make me a woman of constant prayer. Your holy word commands me to pray without ceasing. In all things great and small, at all times, whether happy or sad, let me seek your wisdom and your strength in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Just pray in the name of Jesus. Just pray.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Dear Lord, the Bible is your gift to me. Let me use it. When I stray from your holy word, Lord, I suffer. But when I place your word at the very center of my life, I am blessed. Make me a faithful student of your word so that I might be a faithful servant in your world. This day and every day, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Because no one saves like Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus saves, just proclaim his name. He's Lord of lords and the King of
Yeah.
Dear Lord, I will place my hope in you. If I become discouraged, I turn to you. If I am afraid, I will seek you in strength. In every aspect of my life, I will trust you. You are my Father, and I will place my hope, my trust, and my faith in you and you alone. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Together we fill up the basket with our tithes and offerings to give because we love and we want to be a part in the building of God's kingdom on earth. You can send your love gift offerings to House of Vanessa Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. For God loves a cheerful giver. In Hebrew, it is said, Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam, sheheko nihiya bivaro, sheheko bara libodo, shetamit sukeh biveto, shekoko melech haolam, veshemu vadam Yeshua Meshikenu. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings about everything by his word, who creates all for his glory, who always remembers his covenant, whose power fills the universe, in the name and blood of Jesus our Messiah. Amen.
God. In 2 Timothy 4 and 7 in the King James Version says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Lord, when life is difficult, I am tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are my God, and I can draw strength from you. Let me trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Let me persevere, even if my soul is troubled. And let me follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And at this time, I will play one or two selections, and after the selections, I will come back with a word. Amen. Praise God.
open up your heart and let God's Spirit come in. Come on, say it.
Pray. let your anointing fall on me.
That's all right, that's all right.
Anointing fall on me.
Come on.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Ain't you glad about it?
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's be like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem.
The problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yep,
everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him and I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in
and
him I live, I move, and have my king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come on, lift them up in here. You're in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I'm the victory for
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may
come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift him up.
you.
Amen. Praise be to God. And after this selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope you enjoyed this selection.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I'm living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
Verses 38 through 42. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, afterward, Joseph of Arimathea, who had been a secret disciple of Jesus because he feared the Jewish leaders, asked Pilate for permission to take down Jesus' body. When Pilate gave permission, Joseph came and took the body away. With him came Nicodemus, the man who had come to Jesus at night. He brought about 75 pounds of perfume, ointment made from the myrrh and aloe. Following Jewish burial customs, they wrapped Jesus' body with the spices and long sheets of linen cloth. The place of crucifixion was near a garden where there was a new tomb, never used before. And so, because it was the day of preparation for the Jewish Passover, and since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. So Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus were secret followers of Jesus. They were afraid to make this allegiance known because of their position in the Jewish community. Joseph was a leader, an honored member of the Jewish High Council. Nicodemus, also a member of the High Council. Nicodemus, also a member of the High Council, had come to Jesus by night and later tried to defend him before the other religious leaders. Yet they risked their reputation to provide for Jesus' burial. Are you a secret believer? Think about it. Do you hide your faith from your friends and fellow workers? This is an appropriate time to step out of hiding and let others know whom you follow. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Holy Father, we acknowledge that every good and perfect gift comes from your merciful and bountiful hand. We thank you for all spiritual blessings. We thank you for social and family blessings. We thank you for material and economic blessings. We thank you for your blessings on the work of our hands. We come now bringing tithes and offerings as an expression of love and as an indication of our desire to give ourselves afresh to you. Bless these gifts to the glory of your name and to the good of a needy world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Four basic institutions contribute to a stable society: the church, the school, the state, and the home. Each of these four institutions plays a vital role and has a tremendous contribution to make to individual. Okay. So sorry about that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm very sorry about that. I was reading the wrong thing. But anyway, the cross of Christ changed two cowards. They came to the cross bound by fear, but left with a life filled with courage. Many of us find it easier to identify with Joseph and Nicodemus than with anyone else at the cross. We have known what it is to be silent when we should have spoken. To keep our relationship with Christ a secret when it should have been shared. In many ways, Joseph of Arimathea is a man of commendable character. He is so presented on the pages of the New Testament. Each of the gospel writers tells of Joseph's part in Christ's burial. They tell us that he was a successful businessman and a community leader. Amen? So Luke tells us that he was a good and righteous man. He was also a part of that remnant that looked for the kingdom of God. Spirit, he was akin to Simon and Anna, who appeared earlier in the life of Jesus. Joseph was probably a member of the Sanhedrin along with Nicodemus. This placed him in a unique position to act on behalf of Jesus. Since the Sanhedrin's decision was unanimous, Joseph and Nicodemus eventually stayed away from the important meeting. Being absent would be easier than speaking up for Jesus. They would not have to make known that they were his disciples. After Christ's death, however, Joseph and Nicodemus could keep their secret no longer. The cross overcame their fear and allowed them to act in a responsible way. Joseph displayed courage by asking for Jesus' body to bury in his own tomb. This was surely a public sign of friendship and support for the dead Christ. Amen. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 19, verses 38 through 39 in the NIV Bible. And it says, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly became because he feared the Jewish leaders with Pilate's permission. He came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Amen? Praise God. And my title for this message is The Face of Fear, Joseph. So tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. Praise God. Okay. The cause of fear. John analyzed Joseph like this in John 19 and 38 in the NIV. Says, now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. Yet the Jews did not cause the fear. Their presence simply caused it to be revealed. What really caused Joseph's fear? So let's find out what caused Joseph's fear. Valuing position before men more than position before God. So you see, Joseph and Nicodemus, they valued man more than they did Jesus. So that's why they were seeing him in secret. The riches and the position on the Sanhedrin had come to mean too much to Joseph. They were the products of a lifetime of effort. He could not just cast them away without thought. What would it mean to lose them? Surely a bold confession of Christ Jesus would cause him to lose his position on the Sanhedrin, and it would probably hurt his business. Now, these misguided values were at the root of the fear that silenced him. Indeed, such a value system has brought countless people with fear throughout the ages. What impact does your value system have on your relationship to Jesus Christ? Think about that question. So those who are prepared to give a bold witness to Jesus must be ready to set their minds on things above. Colossians 3 and 2. You can read it for yourself. Amen. Valuing the praise of men more than the praise of God, gaining the approval of others can become very important. Losing the approval of others can become a major crisis. This was the reality that faced Joseph. If he made an open stand for Christ, the price would be high. Losing the approval of others would have immediate consequences. What others think can cause us to do many hurtful things. You probably don't need to fear a physical attack if you become a Christian. Although you may have to face ridicule from your peers or from some member of your family, but which is more important, having their approval or the approval of God? Amen. The cost of fear. Now, here we must read between the lines and attempt to put ourselves in the situation of this Jewish businessman. The opportunity for fellowship with Jesus. Now, this opportunity was lost forever. Joseph missed seeing many miracles, hearing many lessons, and sharing many conversations with Jesus. He, too, could have walked with Peter and the others in his company. Is fear keeping you from a close walk with God? Think about that. Is fear keeping you from a closer walk with God? The assurance of eternal life. There may be room for debate about whether a person can have eternal life and be a secret disciple. Regardless of what position you take in the debate, surely you will agree that there can be no real assurance of salvation. Fear brings only torment, guilt, and self-accusations. Joseph must have been ashamed to face himself in the mirror when he considered his cowardly actions toward Christ. Assurance comes with a bold confession of Jesus as Lord. Amen. In Romans, turn with me to Romans 10, 9 through 10. Praise God. Romans 10, 8, 10. And then we read verses 9 and 10. Amen? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Amen. Praise be to God. That's all you got to do. The cure for fear. The cross cures our fears by revealing the end of fear. As Joseph and Nicodemus saw Jesus hanging on the cross, they could see the end of cowardly actions. Deep within, they knew their silence had played a part in this terrible tragedy. Realizing what their silence had done prompt them to take action. Do you realize that Jesus' body might have been thrown in the trash heap or burned in a common grave with the thieves if these two had not acted? Have you ever considered the end of your fearful way of life? The cross cures our fears by revealing God's love for us. Nicodemus probably remembered his first meeting with Jesus in the protective shadow of the night. Jesus had said to him in John 3:14-15, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. As Nicodemus and Joseph saw Jesus hanging there, Nicodemus may have told Joseph about his earlier conversation with Jesus. They could see just how far he was willing to go for them. How could they be silent before such love? How can you? This kind of love casts out fear. Amen. Praise be to God. And so, Jesus, and so Joseph of Arimathea was a disciple of Christ in secret. Disciples should openly declare themselves, yet some who in lesser trials have been fearful, in greater have been courageous. When God has work to do, he can find out such as our proper to do it. The embalming was done by Nicodemus, a secret friend to Christ. Though not his constant follower, that grace, which at first is like a bruised reel, may afterward resemble a strong cedar. Hereby these two rich men showed the value they had for Christ's person and doctrine, and that it was not least lessened by the reproach of the cross. We must do our duty as the present day and opportunities are, and leave it to God to fulfill his promises in his own way and his own time. The grave of Jesus was appointed with the wicked, as was the case of those who suffered as criminals. But he was with the rich in his death, prophesied in Isaiah 53:9. These two circumstances, it was very unlikely, should ever be united in the same person. He was buried in a new sepulcher. Therefore, it could not be said that it was not he, but some other that rose. We also are taught not to be particular as to the place of our burial. He was buried in the sepulchre next at hand. Here is the Son of Righteousness set for a while to rise again in greater glory and then to set no more. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as I bring this message to a close, thank you, Lord. I just want to say that in the light of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call you to action. I call on you to cast aside your secret and your fears and to boldly declare him as your Lord. Let all the world know that you rest your hopes of eternal life on Christ alone. He promises in Matthew 10:32-33, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. I truly hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you, as it is always to me. The faith of fear. So my brothers and sisters, do not deny your Heavenly Father. Overcome your fears and be with him in eternity. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name. I pray and believe that it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy, happy Sabbath night and a blessed weekend. And again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. You don't want to miss it. So have a good night, a good weekend, and a blessed week. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name. Good night. We love you. And shalom.
King is the King of Kings.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time. Oh, you can't hurry, God. Oh, no, you just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. Carry on. He's a God you can't hurry.
carry on.